brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got the footage up at Infowars.com. Video, cops tase man for refusing to ID. That's a great headline by Watson, but it should be cops torture man for failure to ID. I've seen court cases where judges have ruled the police can taser you to make you answer questions or urinate in a cup. Well, what's wrong with Abu Ghraib then? You see, if we can morally be sold on doing things that we know are classically authoritarian, all of us are going to end up having this blowback on us. And that's a major problem we face as a society. It is Thursday, the 12th day of July, 2012. One of my old-time friends, Colonel Craig Roberts, a very interesting person, Oklahoma City bombing investigator, SWAT team commander, helicopter pilot, sniper in the Marine Corps in Vietnam, then in the Army, became a colonel in intelligence, worn a lot of hats, has a lot of connections to police and military. He was the first guy I ever heard like 16 years ago talk about the plan to bring in foreign troops who actually had evidence of it. Now that's mainstream news. Like, well, of course foreign troops are going to fight the evil Americans. I mean, the Washington Post says it's needed. And of course the Boy Scouts are training to report on their parents and report them to the government. I mean, that's patriotism. Of course, of course. Alex Jones told you about it 15 years ago, but he's still a kook. But it's all true, though. Colonel Craig Roberts has got some breaking news. He's going to be joining us. And then we've got Hayden Perry, the CEO of Oxitec. They're coming out with the mosquitoes that supposedly can help reduce dengue fever, particular species. Obviously, I'm a large critic of this. The plan is to release them inside of the United States, lower 48, in Florida to begin with. And they carry a protein that sterilizes the mosquitoes that they breed with. The problem is that the company says no problem getting any of that DNA in you. Even though you know how a mosquito gets your blood and your plasma, right? They inject you with saliva. Or it'd be like trying to suck up a brand new malt where it's basically frozen. You can't suck it up the straw. That's the best kind of malt. So I got fat with drinking malts years ago. I don't get to have them anymore. And you can't seem to suck up the strawberry malt or whatever. That's because it's so thick. And there's coagulating agents, platelets in our blood. And so mosquitoes inject. They pump in a whole bunch of saliva while they sit there. It then helps liquefy and thin your blood. And then slurp. They slurp up the goodies. And so I want to have a little discussion with the CEO, who we appreciate coming on the show. So that is the guest that we have joining us today. We have a ton of other extremely important news, obviously, that we're going to be covering in great detail. Bush is now putting a human face on African intervention. Citizen Bush has his new assignment, put a human face on AFRICOM's military intervention in Africa, hugging little black children. Of course, Bill Gates does that as well, right before they get paralyzed from the polio injection. Also, Agenda 21 micro apartment scheme being beta tested in New York City. The model is charge you more for less. Jack taxes up so high and regulations that you live, like they do in many areas of Tokyo, in a coffin, basically, that slides out of the wall and has a TV set in it. So they can just bombard you with brainwashing 24/7. People are like, well, that's the new economy. No. That's the economy meant to totally take control of our lives. Charge us more for less. That's the globalist, anti-free market, anti-expansion, post-industrial New World Order model, being spearheaded by the captain, control freak in chief, Mayor, I want to ban your guns, Bloomberg, and ban your milk products and popcorn and your sody pop, but have some GMO and have some gangbangers. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The planned de-evolution breakdown of Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand has begun. The United Nations and global social engineers are on record saying they want a post-industrial world where we're all made to be poor, except for tiny globalist elites that have diplomatic immunity. We're now seeing the big banks get diplomatic immunity, GMO companies get diplomatic immunity. This is the world government model, a total police state where they all have immunity and we have absolutely no rights and are ruled over by paramilitary armies and robot fleets of drones and ground forces. That's the MIT public plan, and it's all happening. Big broadcast lined up for you today, but we see the trend emerging of this planned implosion taking place while those imploding the society pose as the saviors. And while most of the minions of the system actually believe they're doing good as they execute our downfall. If we don't figure this out as a society, 99.9%+ of us, it's not the 1% that's bad. People making over, you know, $250,000 a year in the 1%. That's how poor they've made this country, even with inflation. That's what somebody making $60,000 a year, you know, in the 70s was the equivalent of somebody making $250,000 a year. If you look at the numbers, we used to be 4% of the world's population. We had 50%+ of the money. Now we're about 6% of the world's population. We got about 35% of the money. It's all being sucked out by design, as the corporate media tells us. It's our debt, and we need to pay more taxes for austerity. No amount of taxes or tickets or money or fines will ever pay off the debt because it was made to be so big, the derivatives predominantly, 1.5 quadrillion worldwide, 644 trillion according to Washington Post, that's a conservative number we've been signed on to, that there's no way to ever pay it back because we don't owe it. And it's designed to be the equivalent of a trillion-pound ball and chain. And the biggest ball and chain we can pull, even the strongest man, might be 1,000 pounds. But you can't pull a trillion-pound ball and chain. It'd be like tying a giant chain, each link weighing as much as an aircraft carrier, around your little leg, and then tying it to Mount Everest. It ain't moving. You're not moving one link the size of the aircraft carrier. Okay? I mean, when you pull back, I mean, by the way, that's not even an exaggeration analogy. In fact, I don't even know if, I bet Everest weighs 1 trillion pounds. Look up how much they estimate Mount Everest weighs. I'm sure there's an estimate on that. The point is that when you've got 1.5 quadril, and that's an old number, a lot of estimates are it's at about 2 trill right now. They take all the bailout money and put it into not fractional reserve banking. Only the big six banks are allowed to do this. They put it in and leverage it to infinity, or as close as you can get to it. So, here is the trend emerging, and we're going to be talking about this with Colonel Craig Roberts coming up. Chicago police sergeant, tribal warfare on the streets, total collapse basically happening there, and that's the plan. You take all the guns from the law-abiding, they follow the rules. You have the state police throw the book at anybody caught owning a gun in the Chicago area. Or if you're 87 years old, I see this all the time, and get sick and forget to renew your yearly gun card, they're waiting to SWAT team, mainly old people, because they got sick, had a heart attack, whatever, their daughter didn't renew the card. They take all the guns, arrest the old man, arrest the old woman. A lot of times the old man dies, the old woman doesn't know the rules, they arrest her, throw the book at her, drag her up before a piranha-like jury that just hammers them to hell with pleasure. Because that's the new America, ladies and gentlemen. So how many metric tons? 6 billion. 6 trillion. So see, Mount Everest only weighs 6,399,000 metric tons. And you got to calculate that into pounds. But so see, we're talking about 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. We're talking about trying to drag Mount Everest around, basically. It's a good guesstimation there. Because how many pounds go into a metric ton? And then you've got to times the 6 trillion. So how many pounds go into a ton? And then that times 6 trillion to round it off, round it down. Point is, we're not dragging this debt around. It's not our debt. It's a fraud. Our debt's 15 trillion. The bankers have induced us into. So you got that going on because it's a crime zone with MTV gangbanger culture. Families have been gone for decades. We're now 2-3 generations into no families. General public being fed on. Most people, government workers that have jobs. And most of these gangbanger types, black, white, it doesn't matter, can hardly even talk. And it's just a collapsing society, scientifically crafted. And then, of course, the culture, Viacom and all of it, exports that culture and makes that the majority culture for the young people. When you put your child in a public school, even in many rural areas, you're sending them to learn how to have gangbangers 3 or 4 years older than them beat them up until they basically join their little club. It's not even a gang. You send your daughters to school so that the kids that have flunked 4 or 5 grades are now adults can have sex with them, give them venereal diseases, and get them on opium shipped in by the U.S. government. But again, it's good to be in public schools. You know. I went to a wealthy suburb school of Dallas, and it was hellish. I mean, at the time, I was having a lot of fun in big knockdown, drag out fights with blood everywhere and going out with a different girl every week and all this, but now I look back on it with horror, and I barely survived it. I would never imagine my children being in something like that. And my parents were naive. They grew up in the 50s, so they thought, hey, we live out in the edge of Dallas, nice area, everything's gonna be fine. So that's what you do. Yeah, there it is. Chicago police sergeant, tribal warfare on the streets. And it just goes into the total collapse of the society. Continuing here, many California cities are going to cease to exist. That is in the article via the LA Times. And they go on to report how they will no longer exist. Throughout the state, local governments are slashing services to avoid bankruptcy. For some, it's too late. And again, they raise taxes because they all invested in derivatives. That was stolen, and now they're told, you've got to raise taxes, you've got to take houses, you've got to write more tickets, and then that implodes the economy, further depressing things. So in many of these cities, they've laid off up to 75% of the police force, and they openly announce in Michigan, California, many other states, that, you know, the 25, 30, 40%, depending on the city, they're only going to revenue generate now. So you have a purely predatory cops, and they remind me of engineers the last 20 years who would get a six-month job training their replacements in India or China and then lose their job. It's the same thing. You're not going to have jobs either when they're done with you. And, of course, California, when they passed the carbon tax, the final nail, 20-plus percent pass through the economy, and there's a giant exodus now as people leave the sinking ship. The globalists have executed this with precision. They're now going to buy it all up for pennies on the dollar, and then down the road in the next cycle, cut taxes. See, they know when they raise taxes, it implodes economies and reduces tax receipts. They know when they've got police like piranhas out riding, you know, single mothers with four kids in the back of the car who's, you know, going bankrupt and about to go on welfare. The cops been told, you've got a quota, you get that money in. But the system engineers have got computers and algorithms on record managing the implosion with precision and tweaking it. They don't want to implode it too fast so you notice and get upset. They just want to slowly, like a vampire, suck you dry till you're too weak to resist. And then maybe they'll keep you around as a Renfield, you know, semi-zombie to serve them as a bureaucrat once you've been re-educated by the implosion. Oh, it's so good to see them destroy everything. It's going so well, too. And it's going to spread. It's going to spread all over the country as the parasites just spread and the huge corporate contracts. Now, that's why you've been taught to salivate like a Pavlovian dog whenever you're shown military. Oh, give up your rights, military. Oh, I'm pro-military. So now you can have the Army, Marines, National Guard, TSA, checkpoints everywhere, drones, surveillance. Yeah, we're watching you. Yeah, we're torturing people. Yeah, we'll kill U.S. citizens if we want. Yeah, we're training to put you in re-education camps. Yeah, we're training to confiscate your guns. What you going to do about it? And a lot of yuppies go, well, I'm scared. I'm going to bootlick you. And so nobody stands with the good military people to say no to it. The yuppies have learned how to bootlick. That's how they go up ladders in life. So they just say, you know what? We're going to fall over on our bellies to this. The New World Order said, you bet you are. That's why we're going to run you down and shut everything down. And the yuppies say, hey, I'm going to play a mental game with myself. I'm going to say that I choose to join it, even though you're not joining it, even though you're a chump. And imagine that you're part of the winning team because you accept it. Because you guys think accepting it and saying there's nothing you can do about it, you know, somehow makes you a winner. No, it makes you a big, fat, cowardly loser. So there it is. Throughout the state, local governments are slashing services to avoid bankruptcy. For some, it's too late. But don't worry. The federal government itself in receivership to foreign banks, where they openly announce we're slaves to foreign banks, who are the fraudsters, the Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types. Ken Lay created the carbon tax. They're saying, hey, we're going to come in with more fiat money. And we're going to bail you out. And the cops are like, look, we got a new tank from the feds free. Taxpayer money, further bankrupting the country. Oh, we got a new drone. We got new squad cars. We got this $1 million decontam unit where if somebody ever really got hit with nerve gas, nobody's going to even be able to get near it to help them. Just made up. So, oh, here's the army with decontam. By the way, next week's seminar is how to take on militias. That's just the public PR, camel's nose, dragon's nose under the tent flap. Situation that we are dealing with here as a society. And the implosion worldwide is accelerating by design. I'm going to give you economic news when we come back. Then we had a hack attack against InfoWars yesterday. I have it from the computer company itself. I'm going to read that email here on air, which just shows we're doing a great job. And we're also going to get into the UN gun ban treaty. They're now admitting, yeah, it's going to register and then confiscate your firearms. But it'll be done slowly, so the yuppies like it. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Wild Rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Love from baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and, of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So in all the areas of the country where the globalists have their people in place, they're announcing they're going to make folks, the general public, go into tiny apartments that are like coffins, like they have in Japan, but raise taxes to the point where you're forced into the coffin apartments. They're going to control and track everything you eat and do. That's being announced. They're going to ban you having firearms, but let criminals just absolutely run wild and have police in Chicago and New York. I saw videos just this week. Openly break into cars, steal your stereos, steal your money. You walk up and catch them. They get out and say, I'm going to kill you if you don't leave me alone. In D.C., the police, this is even in the Washington Times, pull up to McDonald's parking lots in uniform, owning their own wrecker trucks on duty, and steal your car. I don't mean just take it and claim that they're towing it. I mean they steal it. And they own the big chop shops publicly. No one can stop them. They rule. Total ruling. Total demonic control. Total evil. Hell being released. Hell opening up. It's here. California. Ongoing. Collapse. Michigan. Collapse. Answer? Hammer taxes up. Answer? Hammer code inspectors. Hey, you're out of work. You're living off your pension. Hey, your shingles aren't right. We're taking it. I've got news articles on that. Code inspectors, white glove inspecting, taking your property, hitting you with fines, and again, further bankrupting the economy. That's the goal. Just wreck things, drive out business, pay $22 billion to ship General Motors to China and Brazil, pay billions to ship jobs for solar systems to China. Just whatever you can, destroy America. Whatever you can, bankrupt the country. Whatever you can, shut it down, and shut it down now. All stated public plan. Just type in carbon taxes, good to shut down economy. Carbon taxes so you can't have more than one child. In Europe, there, Jacobson was showing me the Economist magazine a few days ago. I'm showing on air. It's like, yeah, in Europe, they're not having any kids. It's great. Even worse than it was before because of all the new taxes. Austerity's really great. Shutting down humans. Oh, it's so good. The West is dying. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Everything's falling apart. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. Continuing, Fed officials warn of looming crisis for economy. The Federal Reserve, oh, they're to the rescue. Thank goodness, the Federal Reserve. Maybe Bonnie and Clyde should have called themselves the Federal Reserve. Then they could rob banks and the cops show up. They go, Federal, Federal. I should change my first name to Federal Jones. And I just walk around going, I rule everything. Federal Jones. Everybody's like, oh, Federal. I mean, Federal Express could now start taxing us. It's not federal. Federal exterminators. Federal moving. Just if something has the name federal on it. What do you do? We should do a skit on that for YouTube where somebody wears a shirt that says federal and people just, federal. Oh my God. I mean, it's a private banking consortium, but that's okay. That's all right. Fed officials warn of looming crisis. You know why I'm ranting and raving? Because I'm angry about watching my beloved country get gutted one side or the other. I mean, I'm freaking out every millisecond that I've been absolutely dead on and then some. It's worse than I mean, it's all going to happen. The re-education camps, the mass arrests, the bioweapons being released, they're following their exact program. I sit here in horror every day watching it all come true and knowing we're going to look back on this time as the good old days. Just like I told you 5 years ago, and you're like, oh, yeah, right. It's going to get worse and worse until we just arrest all these people. We either do that or it's over. We're going to live just like they do in Chicago or D.C. with criminal police ruling over us with, oh, my God, this country. I'm sorry, though. Everything's okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's USA Today. Oh. Fed, let me stop being sacrilegious against them. Fed officials warn of looming crisis for economy. Hey, honey, the Fed's warning us that we never got out of that recession they told us we got out of. It's a depression if we don't give them more money. Well, I guess we better raise taxes. I better pay more. Thank goodness the Federal Reserve, Bernanke. What did the Atlantic call him? They had him on the cover. It said hero, just the word hero. I mean, it's federal and it's a hero. I mean, they said so. Don't be an extremist. Don't question it. These are good people. Doesn't matter. You got all the Fed heads and people in public papers talking about the 70s and 80s and 90s, how they'd engineer this and have a world banking takeover and bankrupt everything and bring in Agenda 21. It's all written in triplicate by every agency under the sun and all totally planned in public. Let's just ignore that and call it conspiracy theory. And let's not get upset about it. You know, we're all told don't get upset, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look, the Atlantic, since I covered this months ago, changed the headline to Bernanke, hero or villain. I guess because it looks so ridiculous. Because it was just hero before, but that's not the cover of the magazine. Type in Bernanke on the cover of the new Atlantic, our Atlantic Weekly or whatever they call it. It's a big neocon fake liberal site. And you're like, neocons aren't liberals. Yeah, they are. It's liberal. It's neocons posing as liberals who were neocons, but really just banker mafia chiefs here to gang rape you and your family financially.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Disarm him, get the guards, disarm him immediately. Where's one of the slaves? Have a weapon, raise a law. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have enough gumption without presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind. It was really wild, but the more I heard it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping me blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
discussion without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can roll bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Talking heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophistication, talking about what's been going on around the world and here in the nation. They all seem to turn like a pack of wolves when Alex goes on the air. In spite of the facts, they launch their attacks, and I just don't think I'm fair. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Have an assumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Yeah, I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
I'm your Christian leader. Never mind Skull and Bones. Never mind Bohemian Grove. Never mind my actual policies. Just buy my rhetoric, buy my lies, because you're my slaves. We're going to put in a Democrat later who works for the exact same people, and you're going to laugh at them when they do it. All you Democrats that hate the Patriot Act and all you Democrats that hate the police state, you're suddenly going to love it.
Visit Infowars.com and PrismPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My microphone quit working right at the end of the last segment, and we have a backup here. Usually that happens when someone knocks it off. They do voiceovers in here and breaks it and doesn't tell anybody, like myself, or I forget, and then the next day it doesn't work. So we had a backup. The last one we broke a few years ago was waiting in there, so we got the backup in during that break. That's why we ran crazy like Alex Jones, because it was the first thing up there on the computer desktop to play after we realized the microphone is on the fritz. So, guys, let's send that one to get it repaired before a year later this one gets broken. Or Murphy's Law, if we don't get it repaired, it'll get broken next week. It's like when it's our only microphone, then like the little, gremlins, we'll go, it's the only one. As soon as we turn the lights off here tonight, they'll go, come up from underneath the table, and like Al-Qaeda does, the big threat, and we'll come and get us. I think we should give up all our rights because the gremlin attacks, ladies and gentlemen, almost even more scary than Al-Qaeda, who publicly works for the globalist. Let me settle down and get to all the news here. Okay, let me just settle down. I got really angry by watching Europe implode, the U.S. implode by design. I'm going to get back into that in a moment. But they did find the Atlantic magazine cover. There it is. The hero. It's just the hero, Ben Bernanke, of the Federal Reserve. But also, the other headline is Rahm Emanuel, take Chicago. What a hero he is. There's an article in there because we bought the magazine about it. He's a hero, too. I mean, these are heroes. See, the gangsters have taken over to such a level now that they are on all the magazines and they're heroes. And what they're doing is heroic, stealing everything, and telling you the IRS is going to make you buy their health care products, and they're going to cut the quality of health care, too. And the president's going to legalize illegal aliens, even though he can't do that. He did it. And he's going to ship guns into Mexico, blame the Second Amendment, and he's going to ship opium in publicly. And well, that's just the way it is. And if you don't like it, you know what Nightline and CNBC and MSNBC and CNN and Fox and everybody else says, and Rolling Stone and New York Magazine and basically Vanity Fair, you're crazy like Alex Jones. I mean, if you don't like textbook tyranny with a icing of high-tech technocracy on it, you're a bad person. So just remember, we're all bad. I mean, we are bad. We are the bad people.
and we're in good company. FEMA does teach, and I have the footage in my film Road to Tyranny, that the Founding Fathers are terrorists and are bad, and the police sit there in the room in Kansas City in the particular video agreeing and being told that they're good. They behave about like seven-year-old children, being told they've done good by the third-grade teacher. And we have all the training manuals right through today saying it. And some police have woken up, when you go and hear that George Washington's a bad man. It's like an alternate parallel universe or something. But Thomas Jefferson knows even worse. And, mom, apple pie. Salon did a big article attacking Joseph Farah and myself yesterday, saying we're kooks, we're dangerous, we're crazy. That, there's a line where Jones says they're going to try to, outlaw people that support George Washington. We had just been talking about a new federal report that police are being given saying that the Founding Fathers are bad and freedom lovers are bad. Basically, it's saying the 4th of July is bad. That article had gone viral. It had been all over the news. It had been on Starting with the Drudge Report last week when we wrote it. By the way, we have another big Drudge Report link on the right-hand side down there today dealing with the Army and Air Force just spraying for mosquitoes. You don't need local government anymore as things just got unplugged. Hear me plug my headset back in, my earpiece back in. But there is the article, and it's just like, the Army, they're going to run checkpoints now for security. They're going to be at the prom, the high school basketball game. It's like, why is the Army here? They're just here. Why are the Marines with sidearms in the back of a Humvee with a heavy machine gun in the back running a DWI checkpoint? They're just here to help. There's a car wreck down there on at the corner of this highway and that, and the Army helicopter landed, and they're cutting the people out. Well, isn't it nice they're down there cutting them out? What are you against cutting people out of cars? And so the acclimation happens where, the CIA is down the street. The CIA is now working with local police to identify threats. But it's no big deal. And the cops now are going to make you get out of your car and aim a laser beam at you that supposedly says if you're on drugs or not. Ladies and gentlemen, they have, for 10 years or more, have ruled that lie detector tests are complete fraud. They're only good to trick somebody who's lying into saying you've caught them. It's only good for somebody that knows you're lying to convince you that they've proven you're lying so you'll break down. They don't work. They're total and complete frauds. And anyone can learn how to beat one in about 5 minutes. You just stay agitated the entire time. That's one way. You want to hear other ways to beat lie detectors? And again, that's like beating a wet paper bag. Usually they're used, even when you're innocent, to say, the FBI technician, the same one at the crime lab who'll set you up and send you to prison knowing you're innocent, says you're guilty when you're not. That's what lie detectors are. And now they're coming out with all these new high-tech ones where the cop gets out on the highway and stand there, I'm going to aim the laser beam at you. It shows that your adrenaline is high, and it shows you're on some kind of narcotic. By the way, and these quack machines from the military-industrial complex looking for explosives in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so scary, the terrorist. And then in 90%+ of the cases, I'd say I'd have to get, 96, 97. I mean, there's some real terrorism. It's totally staged. And they get some drugged up shock therapy person on halcyon amnesics on the plane to try to light the plastic explosives as everyone says they're drooling. Light the underwear, drooling. Light the shoe, drooling, 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 drooling. I mean, if they ever have some surveillance camera of me, whacked out of my mind, shock therapy, I've disappeared for a month, and I'm running around like that big defense contractor was. Remember him? He got caught on surveillance, and they found him dead in a trash can, and they said, he must have just died naturally. That famous guy, I forget his name, that worked for Bush, was the head of all these corporations. And he's like saying they're after me, and the Department of Defense is breaking in his house, and they're chasing him around. And then they kill him, and the police are told, he just died over there and was put in the dumpster. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can see him in those surveillance footage. Obviously, he's been drugged. And he's got out. He's running around with his shoes off, his torn suit. Nuh-uh, pal. No, sir. No, sir. That's what they do. They electroshock you, give you a bunch of drugs, and then just pump messages in that the pain will stop when you do this. and then they just release you like a wild animal to go off. And then so there's the underwear bomber, the shoe bomber drooling, and they don't even have passports. And there's a U.S. State Department going, we need to get these men on the plane. Please help us. And the head of airport security is like, well, we can't do this. They go, national security. Make a phone call to your bosses if you want, here in Amsterdam or here in London. Get him on the plane. This is national security. And they look over, and the guy's drooling. They go, okay, on the plane. I mean, this is the world we live in. But side issue, I need to get back into the other news here. Yeah, there it is. Underwear bomber was working for the CIA. I mean, it's just that's London Guardian. Oh, every time. The guy making the bombs was CIA. And it's like, oh, when that got leaked, they went, yeah, stunning that we were on top of it, making the bombs. That's how well we've infiltrated Al-Qaeda. Yeah, the Al-Qaeda you run. And then they show the American people the sock puppet of Al-Qaeda. Guys, I want to buy a puppet of an Al-Qaeda creature. So I can sit here on the air with it actually and go, I will get you if you don't give me the right stuff. Oh, no, I will then. Does the TSA want to grope me and my family? Yes, to keep you safe. I mean, I really want to start. In fact, I've never been trained as a ventriloquist, but we grew up, I grew up with I'm trying to remember his name, pretty well-known magician lived two doors down from us. And he would always come over when I had friends over. So he'd also come over to my birthday parties. He was really old, really nice guy. And he would do magic tricks for us, but he was a ventriloquist. And you know, he'd talk into a potted plant or something and say, are you down in there? Yeah, I'm down in there. And I'd say, hey, you're talking out your mouth. he goes, no, I know. I'm talking to him down in there. I said, are you in there? Yeah, I'm down in there. So what I want to do is I want to get a little Al-Qaeda puppet. And then I can walk around the office, and just when I show it to somebody, they just, oh, please, oh, God, take all my rights away. And it's, you know, can have a little headdress on, like a white flowing Moses-like beard. Be wearing a nightgown. I really want to have one of those here. I mean, I'm just sick of it. The whole thing is a sick joke, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let me just digress here. You know, I tend to never plug in the first hour of the show or the third or second, for that matter, products, videos, things we're doing here at Infowars.com because I'm so busy covering the news. But, you know, you hear Mainline Talk Radio, you hear plugs almost every segment. That's how you fund a radio show. But we have the news websites, and we fund a lot of things with ad traffic there, and we have the subscriptions for 15 cents a day. You get a 15-day free trial at prisonplanet.tv and see the live radio show daily and also the nightly news. Again, prisonplanet.tv. And we also have some other, you know, ways that we're able to raise revenue, books, videos, T-shirts, things like that. And that's what we're doing. And I talked yesterday about how important it is to buy things like ProPure, 10% off, best gravity-fed filters out there at InfoWarsShop.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com will get you there. We have a Yahoo shopping cart we've had for about 14 years, but we also have this 3D cart. You know, that's where you go when you go to InfoWarsShop.com. It's a pretty big company. They've done a great job for us, by the way. And here is the customer service email we got yesterday because we noticed the shopping cart was down for part of the day yesterday. And it says, hi there, Matt. We discovered that your start was the target of a DDoS attack. We were able to block the IP that was causing the issues, and services returned to normal. At this point, everything should be functioning as expected. We certainly apologize for the inconvenience. If you experience any further issues, please let us know. What a great company. Yes, we know about the denial of service attacks and the slow Loris attacks and the Easter Bunny attacks and all the rest of it, which the NSA launches itself against the United States because it's not the NSA, it's the Banker Occupational Surveillance Criminal Network. And they launch Stuxnet themselves and say, give your rights up. And we've tracked it before. It's the Pentagon and it's private corporations, and they attack all our sites basically constantly. And thanks to great hackers and people out there that have contacted us with tips and things, our great IT staff has been able to keep InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com up and running. But know this, the system does not want you buying things like Dreams from my real father, Joel Gilbert, exposing Obama's real roots. They don't want you getting the greater good, exposing vaccines or killing and maiming people, and just a scourge. They don't want you getting Farmageddon. They don't want you getting the Toronto hearings on 9/11. They don't want you getting any of this information. They don't want you getting indoctrination about the public schools or Thrive or a noble lie about Oklahoma City or scientists under attack. I mean, you know, Google banned any firearms advertisements 2 weeks ago. We talked to a sponsor that's a firearms company that's got awesome deals, by the way. I don't know if I can mention their name yet. We got a bunch of firearm sponsors. And they said it killed their business by 80% when Google said no more advertising. And newspapers are now saying it. This is the discrimination. What the Nazis did to the Jews first and others was said you can't advertise. And now you can't have your shop. And now we're going to knock your windows out. Now we're going to send you to a ghetto for your safety. This is what the Soviets did to the Ukrainians and what the communist Chinese did to the, you know, shopkeeper middle class groups. This is how they do it. So InfoWarsShop.com. Now I'm just going to plug a whole bunch more since you think it's funny that and they did hit us. They did, you know, knock out some of our revenue. But anytime I need to, by the grace of God, I can come on here and raise $1 million by snapping my fingers from our great audience. So you know what? I was thinking about not even having a money bomb this year because I was going to try to expend the funds we've got hiring all these crew and expanding. But you know what? We're going to hire even more people and do even more. That's it. We're doing a 48-hour nonstop money bomb now. And we're going to try to raise twice as much since you don't want us raising money. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So
the point is that we constantly have huge attacks, small attacks, different types of attacks, people spoofing us, going out as if they're us trying to get us in trouble. And it just shows you the fact there's a lot of jealous people out there, but there's also you know, Media Matters and folks saying we're going to infiltrate alternative media from the inside and destroy them. And they're tax exempt, and they're not going to lose their tax exemption because they work for the White House publicly. I mean, they want to shut us down. The system does not want you to hear this. And the answer to that is to redouble your efforts. See, we have power. We have power. The globalists are criminals. They could all, you know, like dominoes, if there's enough of an awakening, end up going to prison. Like Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff, and others. They had another big company like MF Global disappear $200+ million. The fiduciary holding it was J.P. Morgan. The guy committed suicide, if you believe that. Let me get Max Kaiser on about that. I covered it the other night. So this is happening. And this whole system is this giant tottering Ponzi scheme, and they want to take us down with it. Well, we don't need that. We don't want that. And as we reach more and more people, there are going to be more and more attacks. And so just realize that. And remember, it's not just buying books and videos to support us. It's not just buying the T-shirts or getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's spreading the word. Who else is on XM 166, over 115 AM and FM stations, Global Shortwave, some of the biggest alternative news sites? Well, the biggest after Drudge. Drudge is like four or five times bigger than we are. We're bigger than the World Net Daily now, bigger than Newsmax. Look at the numbers. And the point is that we're the best there is. We know we're not that big. We know we're not that effective. That's why I'm trying to hire more crew right now, hire more reporters right now, hire more graphics people right now. We're trying to expend our rocket fuel in the info war to really maximize the resistance and the awakening now. It's as our information becomes more and more credible, because it's out in the open now and people realize, wow, these guys know what they're talking about. That's when we get the credibility. We've always had the facts, but now we're getting the credibility. We're getting on the stations. We're reaching out. We're getting in the news. We're becoming a news source more and more. And all over the world, in Japan and Russia, the Middle East and England, and here in the U.S., every day major newspapers use us as sources now. And as that happens, folks, we're entering the real danger zone. So pray for us. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We got a bunch of fan Facebooks that we've taken over. They've got about 1 million likes together, but the biggest one by itself's got about 290,000 likes. It's Alexander Emmerich Jones. People wonder why it's spelled wrong, because Wikipedia has my middle name spelled wrong. So the fan that set that up is spelled wrong. And now, in a way, that's fine. The system wants to have my middle name spelled wrong. That'll just be more disinfo in their data systems. This this stuff works two ways. All right. I got Colonel Craig Roberts coming up. I just wanted to get it out there to everybody to remember to support us, InfoWarsShop.com. But more importantly, this is all the great products I believe in and promote and use myself, discounted. And then the profit we make goes back into fighting the globalist and making this organization strong against attacks, hack attacks, lawsuits, wherever the case might be. We've had frivolous lawsuits over the years. They were always ridiculous and defeated. It's just that you didn't have to deal with them. We are moving forward, and never for libel or slander. It's always just, made-up stuff like Alex Jones is a blood-drinking lizard. We're suing you for it, literally, and I have to go deal with it. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.